What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
The creator of the phrase, disproportionately hot wife.
Gonna cruise the miracle mile. Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
As Les Nessman used to call him on WKRP, Billy Joel. Billy Joel, still rock and roll. Jerry Bader, Show 1007. All right, I want to address something that came up with the call. And I've gotten several emails on this, and I think people misunderstood what Jim was saying. At least I thought I knew what Jim was saying, but I want to read an email. Jerry, the caller Jim is dead wrong and is thinking about designated crosswalks. It has always been state law to yield to pedestrians in a designated crosswalk. Problem is, car drivers don't know the law, and it's not enforced. Now, that's true. Even if there is not, I mean, anywhere there's a crosswalk, you are to yield to pedestrians. Here's what I think was Jim's point. Now, that doesn't mean that if you as a car are 10 feet from that crosswalk, someone can walk right out in front of you. That's actually a ticket, and a lot of people don't know that. If I'm going 25 miles an hour and there's a crosswalk and I'm not in a safe distance to brake for you, you can't just walk out in front of there. Actually, then the ticket would be on the pedestrian, assuming they live to get ticketed. That's my understanding. If you're in law enforcement, you can correct me. But I know in the past, I have seen that citation. You have a responsibility to wait until the vehicle coming can safely stop. I think Jim's point is people aren't doing that anymore. That's the way I heard him, Jason. Wasn't that your understanding? That what he was saying is people are unsafely walking into the crosswalk where you don't have a lot of braking time to stop. You can't just walk. You can't think a car is going to magically stop 5 feet in front of you when it's going 30 miles an hour. And that's what that was the way I understood him, and that's what I think more people are doing. But yes, when someone is in the crosswalk, whether or not there's a control signal there or not, you have to stop. And Pete is right. A lot of people don't know that. But that was the way that I understood Jim. All right, I want to share a couple of things. A friend in Wausau pointed this out. And I have DirecTV now. I do have NFL Network full-time. I have DirecTV. Jason, have you been watching Packer Dynasty Week on the NFL Network? See, and I didn't, a tip of the hat to Shelley. This week, the NFL Network is doing their Packer Dynasty Week. They're running legendary Packer games like the Ice Bowl, Super Bowl I and II, along with others. They're also running their two-part special, A Football Life, Vince Lombardi, which was on Sunday night, but will be replayed during the week. I learned a lot about Lombardi in that special that I didn't know before. It was very interesting. Just thought you and your listeners may be interested. Yeah. I have to try to check. See, I keep forgetting because when I had Time Warner Cable, the only time I had NFL Network is when the NFL games were on Thursday nights. So if you have access to NFL Network, I appreciate the heads up on that. And I am not familiar with that documentary. This is a leftover from last week that I did not get to. Ron Johnson posted something. I don't know if Ron Johnson has a blog or exactly what this is, but U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, posted this. It's worth reading what Patrick Moore has to say about man-made global warming. He has a doctorate in ecology, but wait, there's more. He's also one of the founders of Greenpeace. and he has the courage not to run with the herd. Moore told senators this week, there is no scientific proof. Listen to this, the co-founder of Greenpeace. There is no scientific proof that human emissions of carbon dioxide are the dominant cause of the minor warming of the Earth's atmosphere over the past 100 years. And it is minor. Not that a little warming would hurt, Moore went on to say. Today we live in an unusually cold period in the history of life on Earth, and there's no reason to believe that a warmer climate would be anything but beneficial for humans and the majority of other species. That's debatable. It is important to recognize, in the face of dire predictions about a 2 degrees Celsius rise in global average temperature, that humans are a tropical species, he continued. We evolved at the equator in a climate where freezing weather did not exist. The only reasons we can survive these cold climes are fire, clothing, and housing. The fact that we've had both higher temperatures and an ice age at a time when CO2 emissions were 10 times higher than they are today fundamentally contradicts the certainty that human-caused CO2 emissions are the main cause of global warming, he said. Moore testified to some facts that are inconvenient to the conclusions of politicians in the UN's IPCC, International Panel on Climate Change. The IPCC states that humans are the dominant cause of warming since the mid-20th century, which is from 1950. From 1910 to 1940, there was an increase in global average temperature of 0.5 degrees Celsius over that 30-year period. Then there was a 30-year pause until 1970. This was followed by an increase of 0.57 during the 30-year period from 1970 to 2000. Since then, there has been no increase, perhaps a slight decrease in average global temperatures. This in itself tends to negate the validity of the computer models, as CO2 emissions have continued to accelerate during that time. Let me walk you through that again. Would anybody deny that from 1950 to present, CO2 emissions have been on a steady increase? Yet you have seen a roller coaster of temperatures in the 20th century. From 1910 to 1940, there was an increase of 0.5 degrees Celsius. That's a 30-year period. Then, from 1940 to 1970, there was a pause. There was no global warming. This was followed by an increase of 0.57 degrees Celsius during the 30-year period from 1970 to 2000. How many people know that we had roughly the same increase from 1910 to 1940 as we did from 1970 to 2000? So roughly the first 30 years of the last century and the last 30 years saw the same temperature rise. By the way, liberals hear this and, oh, no. He's just in the bed of big oil. It's the co-founder of Greenpeace, for crying out loud. But this will just, nobody will hear it, and I don't know why I try. Which reminds me, I reached out to one of the Green Bay TV meteorologists, Pete Petoniak. I had a weather question for him. You may or may not be aware, but three of the Great Lakes have almost entirely frozen over. It's Superior, Erie, and Huron. Are those the three? I think they're the three. I could be wrong on that. I wondered what impact it's going to have on a cool spring or summer. Apparently not much here. Said, as far as the impacts, more ice will lead to less evaporation, which means potentially higher lake levels, which is a good thing. Cooler lake water temps this spring and summer, and as far as the spring weather, it could bring a cooler spring for communities right along those northern lakes. Overall, the temperature shouldn't be majorly affected for other locations in spring and summer due to the ice. He didn't answer, though. I also asked a question about how far the frost has been pushed down. You would think that's going to have an impact, wouldn't you? That's got to have a significant impact. Now, I know for sure Duluth, Minnesota, and Superior, Wisconsin are expected to have very cool spring and summers because it could take forever for that ice to melt. You don't get a lot of water movement and all of that. So anyway, just little tidbits there. But the so you lefties out there who accept man-caused global warming, has the co-founder of Greenpeace, has he sold out too? Is everybody who disagrees with you in the bed of big oil? Ukraine, anatomy of a Western failure. Read Western as President Obama. We'll get to that in 5 minutes. It's 10:16.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.